und Herren.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, thank you for joining us today at such short notice. We are aware that this is an inconvenient time of the day for those of you particularly who work for daily newspapers, and that's why we'll try to keep our statements as brief as possible. This was not ill will on our part. Rather, we had to consider the time difference between ourselves and the United States, where a couple of minutes ago the Federal Court in the District of Columbia confirmed that a settlement had been reached among the Security Exchange Commission, the Department of Justice, and Siemens. The Munich Public Prosecutor's Office had also been awaiting this decision in Washington. Today, we are effectively closing one of the most unpleasant chapters in Siemens' more than 160-year history. We're very pleased that the criminal proceedings in Germany and the US arising from allegations of bribing public officials could be concluded both by the Munich Public Prosecutors and by the US Department of Justice. Also today, the civil action taken by the US Securities Exchange Commission for violations of the United States Foreign Corrupt Practices Act was concluded. This settlement marks the conclusion of the legal proceedings against Siemens in Germany and the US, but not any potential legal actions against individuals. The authorities, as well as the courts, have over the past few days released a large number of documents. In order to help you find your way through this enormous number of documents, our press department has put together a summary of the key facts. Ladies and gentlemen, Siemens AG has agreed to pay the following fines. Firstly, a fine payable to the Munich Public Prosecutor's Office in the amount of $395 million for insufficient supervision of a business €395 million for insufficient supervision of business activities by the former management. In a similar action in October 2007, Munich Public Prosecutors imposed a fine of €201 million on the former Siemens Com Group. Thus, the fines imposed by German authorities total €596 million, more or less €600 million. Secondly, the U.S. Department of Justice imposed a fine of $450 million, which equals about €350 million. This penalty was for circumventing or failing to maintain adequate internal controls and failing to comply with the books and records provisions of the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, or FCPA. Thirdly, Siemens agreed to a disgorgement of profits in the amount of $350 million, which is about €272 million, to the U.S. Security Exchange Commission, the SEC. Including the fines previously levied for Siemens Com, the total fines amount to roughly €1.2 billion, which will be distributed more or less equally among the US and German authorities. Over the past few years, speculations about the magnitude of the fines abounded. A variety of assumptions were put forward about what factors would be applied to calculate the fines. And certain smart individuals made all kinds of calculations with totals ranging from 3 to 5 to more than €10 billion. The amounts finally agreed on in the settlement are far below those figures. The authorities based their decisions on facts. And these facts include what the U.S. authorities call the exemplary investigative and remedial efforts that Siemens itself initiated both in the US and in Germany. And that is why US prosecutors asked the relevant court to reduce the penalty. A request of this kind is unprecedented. Now, I'm emphasizing this so much because especially here in Germany, there were opinions and speculations expressed on the independence and objectiveness of the US authorities that were quite far-fetched. These opinions never had anything to do with reality. On the contrary, it was impressive to see how determined German and US authorities were to make rapid progress and to achieve a comprehensive resolution, which was something that we in Siemens benefited from. The same applies to the cooperation of the independent investigators at Debrecen with the German public prosecutors. It was this spirit of cooperation that made it possible to conclude the proceedings in such a short period of time. And for this, I would sincerely like to thank all of those involved. Both the German and the US authorities realized that today Siemens is a very different company to what it was 2 years ago. This applies to the company's management and leadership, it applies to internal control mechanisms, and it applies to the company's structure, which, at the very least, in the past, indirectly facilitated wrongdoing. In the past. Today, responsibilities are clearly defined at Siemens. According to the authorities, our internal control mechanisms now rank among the best in the world. Driven forward by the company-wide compliance program, the company's leadership culture today is fundamentally different from the leadership culture of November 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, we deeply regret that wrongdoing occurred in the past. But we have done everything in our power to remediate past wrongdoing and to expose and eliminate its causes. Considering how alarming the magnitude of the case was, it seems a miracle that so little time has been necessary to reach a settlement with the authorities. That this is a truly extraordinary accomplishment is evident from a comparison with other similar ongoing or past cases. Many of these took much longer to resolve, and some of them have still yet to be resolved. The conclusion of this case in record time, a mere 2 years, was only made possible by the huge commitment of the individuals involved, whether members of the external teams or Siemens employees. On behalf of the supervisory board, I would sincerely like to thank all those at Zebrevoise and Plimpton, Deloitte, Touche and Siemens who contributed so greatly to this success. The terms of today's settlement also call for the appointment of a compliance monitor. In the appointment of this monitor, the authorities took up our suggestion to appoint Germany's former finance minister, Dr. Theo Weigel, to this task. I wish sincerely to thank Dr. Weigel for his willingness to take on this demanding and highly responsible task as independent monitor and thus as partner of Siemens and the American SEC and the Department of Justice. Dr. Weigel is the first compliance monitor ever who is not a US national. This, too, is further evidence of the sensitivity and the prudence of the authorities. And I think it can certainly also be seen as evidence that the company's course of clarifying its structures and change over the past 2 years have restored trust. Ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted today that the enormous efforts at all several company levels over the past 2 years have led to a quick, successful, and synchronous resolution of the proceedings in both countries. Moreover, the financial burden associated with this resolution is much less than originally thought possible. We can now once again fully concentrate on what we are admired and valued for throughout the world, namely our business. Many thanks for your kind attention.